The three left with no plan and no meds. Ron drifted around Ada and eventually disappeared. Gary Simmons was at his home in Chickasha one night, chatting with two friends, when the doorbell rang. He answered it, and his brother-in-law rushed in and collapsed on the living room floor.
"I need help," Ron said over and over. "I'm crazy, and I need help."
Unshaven, filthy, his hair thick and matted, he was disoriented and not sure where he was.
"I can't take it anymore," he said.
Gary's guests did not know Ron and were shocked by his appearance and desperation. One left, and the other hung around. Ron became quiet, then lethargic. Gary promised Ron he would find help in some way, and they eventually got him in a car. The first stop was the nearest hospital, where they were referred to the local mental health center. From there, they were sent to Central State Hospital in Norman. As they were driving, Ron became almost catatonic. He did manage to say that he was starving. Gary knew a ribs place famous for its large servings, but when they stopped in the parking lot, Ron asked,
"Where are we?"
"We're getting something to eat," Gary replied. Ron swore he wasn't hungry, so they drove away, headed for Norman.
"Why did we stop back there?" Ron asked.
"Because you said you were hungry."
"I did not."
Ron was irritated by Gary's actions. A few miles closer to Norman, Ron again said he was very hungry. Gary saw a McDonald's and stopped.
"What are we doing here?" Ron asked.
"We're getting something to eat," Gary replied.
"Why?"
"Because you said you were hungry."
"I'm not hungry. Could we just please hurry on to the hospital?"
They left McDonald's and finally arrived in Norman, at which time Ron announced he was hungry. Gary patiently found another McDonald's, and Ron, not surprisingly, asked why they were stopping. The last stop before the hospital was for gas at a Vickers station on Main Street. Gary returned to the car with two large candy bars, which Ron grabbed and devoured in seconds. Gary and his friend were startled at how quickly he consumed them. At Central State, Ron was drifting in and out of whatever stupor he was in. The first doctor became frustrated when he wouldn't cooperate, and as soon as he left the room, Gary chastised his brother-in-law. Ron responded by standing and facing a blank wall, flexing his arms into a goofy bodybuilder pose, and becoming rigid for several long minutes. Gary tried to speak to him, but he was gone. 10 minutes passed, and Ron didn't flinch. He stared at the ceiling without making a sound or moving a muscle. 20 minutes passed, and Gary was ready to bolt. After 30 very long minutes, Ron snapped out of it, but still would not speak to Gary. Fortunately, the staff soon arrived and took Ron to his room. He told a doctor,
"I just wanted to come here because I needed a place to go to at this time."
He was given lithium for depression and Novane, an antipsychotic drug used to treat schizophrenia. Once he was stabilized, he checked himself out against the advice of his doctors and within a few days was back in Ada. Gary's next road trip with his brother-in-law was to Dallas to a Christian mission program for ex-cons and addicts. Gary's pastor had met Ron and wanted to help. Quietly, the pastor confided to Gary, "Ron's lights are on, but no one's home." They checked into the facility in Dallas. When Ron was situated, Gary said goodbye. In doing so, he slipped Ron $50 in cash, a violation of the rules, though neither knew it. Gary returned to Oklahoma, and so did Ron. Within hours of checking in, he had used the cash to purchase a bus ticket back to Ada and arrived not long after Gary. His next admission to Central State was not voluntary. On March 21st, 9 days after being discharged, Ron attempted suicide by swallowing 20 Novane pills. His reason, given to a nurse, was that he was depressed because he could not find a job. He was stabilized and placed on proper medication, which he stopped taking after the third day. His doctors concluded that he was a danger to himself and others and recommended a 28-day treatment at Central State. On March 24th, he was discharged.